people who have communication disabilities want to provide input to public consultations on all issues, but especially on topics that are highly relevant to them. Organisations and government groups that host these meetings currently offer and pay for sign language interpreting, translation services, or attendance services so that these meetings can be accessible to everyone. People who have communication disabilities have the same rights as people who need interpreting and translation services. However, they need different types of communication assistance to participate and communicate at these events. In many provinces in Canada, meeting organisers have a legal obligation to provide and pay for communication supports to make their meetings and services accessible to everyone. Over the next few months, CDAC will be developing information modules for meeting organisers, as well as for people who have communication disabilities, about how to request and how to engage communication assistance at these events. In this lesson, we will focus on ways that a communication assistant can facilitate people communicating at public consultation forums, whether these are in person or through written surveys. The information here will also be applicable for facilitating communication in other similar situations, such as case conferences, board meetings, tenant association meetings, political or community gatherings.